A second roar of approval rose from the sidelines, a louder roar than the first one. It set Rodney's blood to tingling. Again, he gave O'Connor's signal, but on the next play, Stearns missed the jump, and Mason secured the ball. A rapid recession of passes carried it down to George Berg's goal, but there, Brown and Zimmerman each covered his man so well that the ball went outside. Stearns caught the pass from Brown, got away from Baker and Mason, and passed the ball to Zimmerman, who dribbled it to the center of the court before sending it to Rodney in one corner. Cries of "shoot, shoot" came from the sideline. Rodney hesitated, then crouched with careful aim, but even as he was about to shoot, he saw O'Connor, closely followed by Martinelli, racing down the other side of the court in a wide curve toward the basket. Suddenly, straightening, he sent the ball toward his teammate. O'Connor caught it on his chest a dozen feet from the basket and, rising like a bird, dropped it into the iron circle. The score was now 24-15, and some of those who had felt sure of a bad beating for George Berg were willing to admit that they had a slim chance to win. But soon after the next toss-up, Art Baker got loose from his opponent, made a long dribble, and then a quick pass to McLaren, received the ball again, and scored from beside the basket. After that, in a scrimmage, the referee called a foul on Brown and Zimmerman, and Baker made the extra point. Rodney noticed the worried look on the faces of the two guards. "Never mind," he shouted. "It couldn't be helped. Come on now, on your toes. We'll show them. Up you go, Paul. Way up this time." And Stearns got the jump again. He did more than that. Taking a pass from Rodney, he made a long, successful shot from the side. Then, a few minutes later, Bill Zimmerman, on a guard-forward play, received the ball from O'Connor, and with Greg clawing desperately at him, made a short one-handed shot that brought the George Berg score up to 19.